One down, 51 to go. The first full work week of 2014 yielded plenty to talk about. There were layoffs, tax revenue numbers, and discussion of a possible hike in Arkansas's minimum wage. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has his usual Monday roundup of the previous week's political and business news.
Axiom Corporation began a round of layoffs this week that corporate leaders suggested would be forthcoming when they reported earnings last November. Roughly 50 workers, some in middle management positions, are part of this round of layoffs, although less than half are in Arkansas. A smaller contingency of upper management personnel were let go last year after Axiom announced a restructuring program, and more job cuts may be forthcoming before the end of March when the company's fiscal year ends. A spokesperson for Axiom said the Little Rock-based data marketer would not comment on moves related to what was outlined in that November earnings announcement. December tax revenues in Arkansas saw a small spike from a one-time gain, which led to a 3.5% increase in overall collections at the halfway mark in the state's fiscal year. Year-to-date net available general revenues climbed to $2.5 billion. That's up $85 million, or 3.5% above year-ago levels. That figure is 1.3% above forecast. In December, overall net revenues totaled $472 million, about 3.4% from a year ago. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel approved the ballot title for an effort to raise the minimum wage in Arkansas from $6.25 per hour to $8.50 per hour by 2017. Give Arkansas a Raise Now, which submitted the ballot proposal, now has until July 7th to gather more than 62,000 valid voter signatures in order to qualify for the November 4th general election ballot. The Morrilton Area Chamber of Commerce and the Conway County Economic Development Corporation are seeking a 5-year quarter-cent sales tax to be used for job recruitment to Conway County in the River Valley. The Conway County Quorum Court approved a special election for March 11, 2014. The tax, if passed, will be used to recruit new jobs to Conway County and assist existing business and industry within the county with workforce training and expansion needs, including infrastructure for things such as water, sewer, and gas. It's estimated to generate roughly $4.25 million over the 5-year period, and the tax would sunset unless reauthorized by voters. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.